The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
My 400 affiliates across the world. I'm Hugh Hewitt inside of the Golden State. Thank you for listening. This is my last live broadcast of the year 2020, which for many people can't be gone soon enough. But for other people, it wasn't that bad. I had the most interesting conversation yesterday with a physical therapist working on everything that's wrong with me, and there's a lot. I'm going to log 1,100 miles this year with 4 miles today. And that's because of ReliefFactor.com, of course, but it's also because we have a lot more time on our hands, and I just wasn't going to sit around. And that causes things which you get good benefits with that. You lose weight, get better health overall, but you have to be 64. Stuff starts to break in your lower back and in your neck. And so working that out yesterday, he's had the best year ever. And I said, what? And he said, yeah, more people are doing exactly what you did. Exercising more, and they're hurt more. And so COVID economically has had a very K-shaped impact, but the tragedy far overwhelms any good news for some people. I look at the story last night. Louisiana GOP Congressman-elect Luke Letlow died of COVID. 41 years old. 41, survived by a wonderful wife, two beautiful children. Living the dream. He'd been the chief of staff to a congressman who retired. He followed him. And Luke Letlow died of COVID-19 at age 41. So it is a very dangerous disease. And the good news is 11.5 million doses of the vaccine have been distributed. 2,127,000 people have gotten their first jab in the United States. Now, that means that the local governments are blowing it. Or they're not reporting it. There is some speculation that they're really bad at reporting and they're really good at jabbing. In other good news, terrific, great news, the Oxford COVID vaccine has been approved for emergency use in the United Kingdom. Now, that's a funny vaccine. That's number three to be approved. There's Pfizer, Moderna, and now the Oxford AstraZeneca vaccine. It's a funny vaccine because it's 78.4% effective when you get one jab at full strength. But when administered at a half dose, then a full dose, it's up to 90% effective. Now, remember, the United States has 94% and 95% effectiveness of the vaccine, respectively. So it's better to get one of the U.S. vaccines. And my official toxicologist of the Hugh Hewitt Show says, get Moderna if you have a choice. I don't think anyone's going to have a choice. If it comes to me, when it comes around my turn, if they ever tell us what the rules are in Orange County, California, where I am for a couple of weeks, I'll go get jabbed by whatever they've got. I don't care. I'm going to take it. But the tragedy of Congressman-elect, he had not yet been sworn in. He wouldn't have been sworn in until the new Congress on January 5, is that while it is overwhelmingly a disease of the old and the fragile, it has got tentacles that go everywhere. The biggest news of the day comes from the United States Senate, where Mitch McConnell has declined to rush through an additional $1,400 of COVID relief per people, per person eligible. That's anyone making, any household making under $150,000 a year, saying we'll consider increased spending, but we've got to add some other things in there that President Trump wants, including Section 230 reform. I think he also wants to bring in the state aid and the liability protection. People do not understand how important that liability protection is, and I applaud Mitch McConnell for keeping his eye on it. Yes, the checks are nice for people who have lost everything, but the businesses that are hanging on, like the PT that I went to yesterday, who's having a good year, if they get sued by the cottage industry of lawyers who will spring up to sue businesses alleging COVID negligence, it will all be gone. We can't do that. And Leader McConnell knows what he is doing. Meanwhile, in Georgia, new polling, stop me. I'm not going to tell you what new polling is. Nobody knows. Go and vote early in Georgia. Go today. You can vote today and tomorrow, and then early voting is over. So really, why won't you go and vote in Georgia today? Now, the early voting numbers are good. They're healthy. I'm very confident for Perdue and Loeffler. Senators Perdue and Loeffler are mainstream Americans. They're sort of right down the middle, center-right people. They're fully endorsed by Donald Trump. If you're a Trump person, in fact, here's Donald Trump a couple of weeks ago. He's going back on Monday for Senators Perdue and Senator Loeffler. Cut number 8.
We're gathered here tonight to ensure, a very important word, ensure, because these are two great, great people that I know so well and respected by everybody in Washington and beyond, that David Perdue and Kelly Loeffler win the most important congressional runoff probably in American history. I really believe that. I think it's an American.
Most important because it means control of the Senate stays with the Republicans. Thus, defenses stay up. Spending stays controlled. Investigations are conducted. And I want to remind people, the number of investigations per presidential cycle is pretty constant. There won't be any made-up witch hunts like the fake impeachment that took our eye off the Wuhan virus ball, unless you are a Hugh Hewitt Show listener. We were all over it in January. I read Lawrence Wright's new piece in The New Yorker about it being hailed as exhaustive. Lawrence Wright is a great, great writer, and it's a very good report. It is not exhaustive. I know things he doesn't know, and so it's not exhaustive. I wish he'd called me. And he does not cover the media's collapse. He does not cover the consequences of the impeachment. He alludes to the fact that Americans a year ago were gearing up for an impeachment trial. Nancy Pelosi was sitting on the articles of impeachment. It was all fake, all silly, all stupid, and the most partisan and bankrupt impeachment in American history. And Adam Schiff and Nancy Pelosi, we have a lot of debt owed to them because of the inability of Americans to focus on the threat coming out of China that Robert O'Brien and Matt Pottinger are detailed as bringing to the president early in January, saying this is going to be the most important national security crisis of your administration. And they were right. And they were opposed by some of the globalists, and the administration didn't want to upset China. And now to get to the bottom of this and to get to the bottom of why shutdowns have been so onerous and vaccine distribution so spotty, the vaccine, it's an amazing, it's a miracle. We've got two of them in the United States, another one in the United Kingdom. China says it has one, but who believes China on anything? I wouldn't take a Chinese virus vaccine, would you? I mean, really, would you? The other headlines of the day about China, by the way, the Wall Street Journal, I'll come back to. They are plotting a, quote, rectification drive to bring Jack Ma's ant group to heel. Beijing is going after financial tech's most lucrative units because it is a communist country. We forgot that for 40 years. We're not. I told you yesterday the Wall Street Journal story, pushback on Xi's vision for China, spreads beyond the United States. Not far enough, the EU, the European Union, and China have agreed to a new investment treaty. That is bad news. I'll talk with Congressman Mike Gallagher about that a little bit later today. In Great Britain, though, the arrival of another vaccine, that means the West. It's the United Kingdom and the United States that have gotten the three vaccines that work, and the rest of the world waits upon us. Israel's got the most rapid COVID inoculation drive. They've gotten a bunch of stuff from Pfizer. They've inoculated 500,000 of their citizens in 9 days, and that is terrific. But we got to do better in the United States at the local government level. The public health officers have to take over and say, your committees are nice. We're done with committees. We're doing A, B, C, D, and we're doing it at these places, and we're doing it in this order, and post it on the website and tell people where they can go and get rolling. Then later in the show as well, I have to talk about, to conclude the rundown, the Wall Street Journal shocker, how clogs clump back into style. Really, chunky clogs have become improbably trendy with brands like Chanel, Hermes, and Louis Vuitton. Now look, Dwayne never stopped wearing clogs. He has been clogging for 20 years of this radio show, 20 and a half years of this radio show. He's wearing clogs this morning, in fact. If we can go to the weather camp. Well, we don't have time to go to the weather camp. So Dwayne has never stopped wearing clogs, but actually they've gone out of style except for eccentrics like Dwayne. And so we will talk about the return of clogging as the show progresses today. But Georgia, go and vote. David Perdue and Kelly Loeffler, stop what you are doing. If you're driving to work today, pull over, safely find where you can go and do an early vote and get it done. It's going to be a one or a two vote race, maybe. I hope it's a blowout for Loeffler and Perdue. We cannot take the chance. Go and vote. Come back to the Hugh Hewitt Show. Hi, Hugh Hewitt for ReliefFactor.com. If you are in pain and you want out of pain, well, you need to talk to the people that get it done. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father-son owners of ReliefFactor.com. They tell me that sometimes whole families can be helped when one member of the family gets out of pain. For example, finally, a married couple gets to sleep through the night again when one isn't tossing and turning with a terrible back. That's why Pete and Seth created the 3-week quick start, so you can find out if those people are you. For about $1 a day, you can see if you can get out of pain, and after that, lessen the cost of a cup of coffee a week to stay out of pain. The 3-week quick start is like a trial pack, and it can be at your door in about 2 to 3 days. Let's face it, getting older, exercise, even everyday living can create discomfort, pain. You don't order Relief Factor just for yourself. Order it for your wife, your husband, your family, your friends. They miss the old you, too. A 3-week quick start at ReliefFactor.com or call 800-500-8384. 800-500-8384. Welcome back, American 2. You're at last live broadcast day of the year. Hootie was always difficult to play with. Very demanding on the bass player. But that voice. Welcome back, America. Hugh Hewitt. Let me check the market, brought to you by Birch Gold. Always go to Birch Gold for your gold needs. You need to move over 10% of your investment, retirement account, your IRA, your 401k, 10 to 25%. Go to HughGold.com, and they'll send you the info kit. Or just text my name, Hugh, H-U-G-H, to 474747. You're balancing out your portfolio, you want to own some gold and just put it in your safety deposit box, and text Hugh to 474747 or go to HughGold.com. Gold is going to be, it's at, what is it this morning? $1,883.20 an ounce. Now, it never loses its value. It goes down a little bit. Sometimes it goes up a little bit when it churns. But when inflation comes, you'll want to own gold. And I do not know how we avoid inflation. I do not know how with $4.5 trillion in new debt. Now, it's necessary. I understand this is a once-in-a-three-generation crisis. And we've had to shotgun money everywhere, and we haven't shotgunned enough to the right places, and there's a lot of waste. But when the acceleration of money increases, and it will, gold will pick up. Now, the 10-year Treasury is still at 0.93, and the gold is already at $1,883 an ounce when the interest rate is at 0.93. I can only imagine. I can only imagine. Now, the market report from yesterday, brought to you by Birch Gold over at HughGold.com. The Dow went down 68 points. The NASDAQ went down 49 points. And the S&P went down 8 points yesterday. Now, overseas, the Hong Kong market boomed overnight, went up 2%. That's because the Chai Coms, the Chinese Communist Party, are taking over fintech over there. And so they're applauding fascism as it creeps into the marketplace. I don't understand that. But there are also green numbers in England and Germany. And I think that green number in England is going to go more as we get increasingly close to the distribution of the Oxford AstraZeneca vaccine. But Today, who knows? I'm just telling you where gold is, and gold's at a good entry point. It's always at a good entry point because I always believe 10 to 25% of your wealth in precious metals. Put it in the bank, own it, gold, put it yourself in your safety deposit box, buy it from Birch Gold, or roll over a part of your retirement account. Go to Hugh Gold to find that out. Now, as I've been telling you all week long, this weekend, you want to be inspired as the new year begins, go to From Poor to CEO at SalemNow.com, the story of Herman Cain. He's thinking, talking to Fetchy and Mrs. Hewitt, what are we watching on New Year's Eve? There was a list put out yesterday of New Year's Eve movies, and I've never watched An American in Paris. Now, if I had a producer, they would play some music from An American in Paris when we come back in the next segment. That seems to be the choice. But if you have already seen An American in Paris, go see From Poor to CEO. You'll just get all juiced up like a teenager reading Ayn Rand's Atlas Shrugged for the first time. You'll get all full of yourself because Herman Cain moved mountains. Herman Cain ran through walls. Herman Cain was a force majeure. And you can find him over at From Poor to CEO at SalemNow.com. Great New Year's resolution. Also, we are at the end of the year. The last chance you have to give to Prison Fellowship's Angel Tree program to keep people in prison long-term connected with their children. And this audience is so great. You and the audience of all the Salem hosts combined sent 41,000 Christmas presents, Bibles, and notes from mom or dad or both in jail to the children who otherwise wouldn't have connected with them. That's what Angel Tree and Prison Fellowship does, and that's why year-end giving is happening today and tomorrow for a lot of people as they sit down, they see how much they have left, they look at their taxes, they figure out. In Arizona, you get a tax credit. If you're not using that tax credit, honestly, you're giving your money to the government instead of giving it to Prison Fellowship or another good and worthy cause like Great Heart School. But Arizona, you get a tax credit up. I don't want to say what it is. I don't know what it is. Go look it up. Arizona tax credit changes every year. Doug Ducey's doing such a good job over there, and the Arizona legislature's doing such a good job. Go look it up. But a tax credit means you save 100% of the money that you give away. In other states, you only save your tax bracket. In California, it's close to 50% for people with a lot of money, and it's down around 40% for people with a little bit of money. But you get a tax deduction for everything you give away somewhere in the United States, a tax deduction. And in places like Arizona, that tax credit, don't let it go by. It just reduces your state liability. Arizona should have that model should be replicated everywhere. But don't forget Angel Tree at the top of HughHewitt.com. Come right back to the Hugh Hewitt Show. I'm not sure I'm going to watch American in Paris. This is Samara. This is, as the Fetchy Mrs. Hewitt told me, it is a movie constructed around dancing as opposed to dancing in a movie. So I'm not really sure we're going to go there. Welcome back, America. I'm Hugh Hewitt. Last live broadcast of the year. Thank you for listening. Can we go to the Weather Center, please, and check in with Generalissimo? Have you got the whiteboard up, Generalissimo? Oh, you changed your clogs. You changed your clog. You didn't like people knowing about that.
I was showing the clogs on the camera.
But you did not want people to see your clog. Where are they? Show them your clogs.
I don't even know what a clog is.
Yeah, okay. Look, I want to see your Weather Center whiteboard. Wichita just had an earthquake. Wichita is woke. 14 minutes ago, a 3.8 rolled through Bel Air, Kansas, which
a 3.8?
I know, and they're exploding on Twitter.
Do you know what we call that here in California?
That someone spilled the coffee.
We call that a trash truck going by.
Yeah, it is really not an earthquake in California, but in Wichita, they're woke. All of Wichita is woke at this hour because they had a 3.8. And so can you use the weather board to show us that? If you're watching on my YouTube channel, you can see the weather board is being illustrated, the 3.8 earthquake.
That would be Kansas. Where was this
earthquake?
That's
not really Kansas. Where's Colorado on that map? So you're going from left to right.
Yes.
And what's between Colorado and Kansas? Is that Atlantis?
Apparently now the San Andreas Fault is between them.
Is that the lost continent of Atlantis?
Yes.
You are not much of an artist.
This is now the earthquake fault, apparently.
You'll have to watch on YouTube.
The massive Midwest 3.8 earthquake
Dwayne
fault.
Is in a radio business for a reason. He is not an illustrator or a television personality because his Kansas-Colorado map is a pretty amusing Kansas and Colorado map and the lost city of Atlantis. Or maybe that's the treasure of the Sierra Madre is in there. That's pretty funny. Thank you.
Bodges? We don't need no stinking bodges.
Yeah, we don't need any boundaries. Go away. Go away. Out of the weather center. Let's get serious. Jake Sullivan is going to be Jake Sullivan is really president. Now, Ron Klain is also really president. Together, those two are really president with Dr. Jill Biden. They're all three, the triumvirs. Now, in ancient Rome, there were two sets of triumvirs. There was Marcus Crassus and Pompey the Great and Julius Caesar, the first triumvirate. And then there was, Lepidus, Augustus, and Mark Antony, the second triumvirate. And eventually the triumvirs fall out and they stab each other and go to war and kill each other off, that sort of thing. But that's ancient Rome. The triumvirs of Team Biden are Dr. Jill Biden and Ron Klain and Jake Sullivan. And we have heard very little. Now, Ron Klain is really, really smart. I think Dr. Jill Biden is very, very sharp. And Jake Sullivan's a genius. So we have not heard much. They're not tipping any cards at all. Dr. Biden allowed Joe Biden to go out yesterday and give some remarks. And this is what he said, cut number 13.
As we end one of the most difficult years as a nation, I remain optimistic about our future. The vaccines have been discovered and developed, and there's more to come, we believe, give us enormous hope. Our economy is poised to come back and come alive. And I can see a return to normalcy in the next year. I also see incredible opportunities for our nation in the years ahead, in job creation, clean energy, racial equality, and much more. But we need to be honest. The next few weeks and months are going to be very tough, a very tough period for our nation, maybe the toughest during this entire pandemic. I know it's hard to hear, but it's the truth. As Roosevelt said, I think the American people can take whatever we tell them if we tell them straight from the shoulder. We need to steel our spines for what's ahead. We need to follow even more closely the recommendations to slow the spread of the virus. And each of us needs to do what we can to protect ourselves, our families, and our fellow Americans. We're going to get through this. Brighter days are coming, but it's going to take all the grit and determination we have as Americans to get it done. So today,
I actually believe it will be a year of extraordinary economic growth, and it will be much more quickly a vaccinated population in the United States because the county governments are going to figure it out. And the president-elect and Dr. Joe Biden and Ron Klain and Jake Sullivan aren't going to have a lot to do with that. They really aren't, because it's local governments have always done the vaccination, the public health official. They're called counties in 48 states, parishes in Louisiana, and covens in Pennsylvania. Commonwealth is a funny place. Any place with Pittsburgh is a funny place. Pittsburgh Steelers, funny, funny team. But I do believe we will get distribution worked out and production ramping up, and everyone's going to get the jab, as they say in Great Britain. But then President-elect Biden slipped a little bit. Cut number 14.
I hope the President Trump will listen to him. He can do it, too. It would make a huge difference for President Trump to say, wear masks. I hope the President will clearly and unambiguously urge all Americans to take the vaccine once it's available. I took it to instill public confidence in the vaccine. President-elect Harris took hers today for the same reason. And when the president's doctors recommend it, President Trump should take it and instill the same degree of confidence.
So did you catch that? The president does urge everybody to take the vaccine who is eligible and in their turn. Kamala Harris is the vice president-elect, not the president-elect, but we're going to get used to that. The president-elect is himself not known for eloquence and does that a lot. So we're just going to get used to that. And I am going to wish him luck and good Godspeed and pray for him, like I do for every president and for the vice president-elect. But to suggest that the president hasn't taken the vaccine and then to add whatever his doctors tell him to do it is actually not shooting straight from the shoulder. He ought to have said, and you know, the president of the United States recommends you get the vaccine as well, and he hasn't taken it because he's had it. So all of you people out there, this is what the president-elect should be doing. All of you people who've had the virus, don't go get the vaccine. Not only will you take a vaccine away from someone who does not have any antibodies, but we don't know what it does fully for people who've had the virus. We don't know if you have to get it. We don't know if you're, we will find that out. But in the meantime, stay out of the way. That would be shooting straight from the shoulder. Now, Jake Sullivan came out yesterday and talked to NPR. And Jake Sullivan is the Robert O'Brien of the incoming administration. Very smart, a lawyer. I always like having a lawyer in that job. I think that is a smart thing. And I know by reputation and by people who know him, Jake Sullivan is brilliant. I think we have a great national security advisor coming in. But he said this this complaint, which is better left unuttered. Cut number 17.
But what I am saying is that the risk that we will be delayed in making decisions on this issue, as many other issues, is higher than it should be because we are not getting the kind of open and transparent cooperation that we need and that the American people deserve.
Now, I do believe there ought to be open and transparent cooperation at every level, and I believe Jake Sullivan is getting it from his counterpart. I believe Jake Sullivan is getting it from his counterpart and that there is a landing team at the Department of Defense. I do not know if they have clearances. I do not know if the President Trump has directed people to cooperate with the DOD team or not. I don't know any of that. But even if there is obstruction, you emphasize the positive. And I know there's no obstruction at the NSC. I know that. I know that for a fact. I have talked to the National Security Advisor before I left from D.C. about how he intended to conduct transition conversations with Jake Sullivan. I didn't hear a complaint about it either. What I heard was the Pentagon, cut number 16 from Jake Sullivan.
Well, he's wrong. I mean, you know, we're now talking to one another on December 29th. It has been 11 days since December 18th. In those 11 days, there has not been a meeting granted to the transition team. And, you know, we're looking at, as I said before, a substantial number of very specific, important requests for information that they are not responding to.
Now, I think that's bad news on the part of the DOD and the acting Secretary of Defense and everyone at DOD. I think I would answer every request provided that someone was cleared to receive the information. However, I would not air that complaint. There is no upside to doing so. None. None at all. You can criticize them after you're in power. There might be a reason not to tell you. That's the one thing transition teams don't know. And then finally, the key question of the hour is indeed the key question of the hour. And I think they know from the NSC, cut number 15.
What, if any, systems, whether classified or unclassified, whether directly connected to the Department of Defense or connected to major contractors, have been compromised, what the extent of those compromises and breaches have been, and what steps are being taken to remediate that?
Now, that is about the Russian invasion of cyber systems in the United States a few weeks back. Now, as I said, I think Jake Sullivan, the incoming National Security Advisor, has complete access to Robert O'Brien, the existing National Security Advisor. And that question has been asked and answered, I'm sure. I haven't asked that of NSA O'Brien. And the reporter didn't know enough to ask Jake Sullivan, have you received no information on the cybersecurity? I will follow Jake Sullivan with great interest. I hope he comes on and does the show. Robert O'Brien came on the show a lot. Secretary of State Pompeo came on the show a lot. I hope Tony Blinken does. But I read the full account of the interview, and I am uneasy about China. Because Jake Sullivan, look, there's a lot of politics going on. The vice president, now the president-elect, is trying to make it appear we're in a deep, dark hole when, in fact, the ladder has been built more halfway up it with the vaccine. And no one believed it was possible. Operation Warp Speed is a great success. But they're trying to make the hole deeper and the climb harder to try and create a great depression-like glow around Joe. And that ain't going to work. Americans are too smart. They do not like the lockdowns. They want to go get the vaccine, and the local governments are screwing it up. That's the bottom line. When I come back from break, more on this subject after I talk to Michael Oren in Israel about the imminent elections there. Please also remember honorboundcoffee.com. Started reading Congressman Michael Waltz's book last night, Warrior Diplomat. And Congressman Michael Waltz talks about the burden carried by military families. It's early in his book. Warrior Diplomat is about his time as Special Forces Green Beret in Afghanistan and his time as a special advisor to Dick Cheney. And he talks mostly about the families. Well, help those families by getting your coffee from honorboundcoffee.com. Come right back, America. It's the Hugh Hewitt Show. America, it's Hugh Hewitt, joined from Israel by Dr. Michael Oren, former Israeli ambassador to the United States, former deputy minister in the government three governments ago. And he's going to fill us in on what the heck's going on in Israel. Dr. Oren, congratulations. Israeli public health officials have inoculated 650,000 people, which is a lot higher percentage than has happened in the United States of the population. That's a great rollout. Have you decided yet what you're going to be doing in the March elections?
I have not yet, but many people have not yet. Let's go back to the vaccination. It's an amazing thing. Israel will probably be the first country in the world to be completely vaccinated. I've already had my first round. I'm ready for my second round. It's very well organized. It's impressive. And the big winner here is going to be Benjamin Netanyahu, who has brought millions of these vaccines to the United States, and getting on the phone every night with the CEOs of Pfizer and Moderna, and getting this whole thing running. And he's going to run on his victory here in getting this country so quickly and swiftly, effectively vaccinated.
Let me ask you, Dr. Oren, in the United States, local governments have screwed this up completely. That we got 12 million doses of the vaccine out and 2 million doses administered. What did Israel do to make this? What did Netanyahu do to make this rollout effective?
Well, we have a lot of things going for us here that they don't have in the United States. First of all, our entire medical system is computerized. Every citizen of the state of Israel has a little magnetic card. You put that card into a computer, it'll tell you your age, any previous existing conditions, any medications you're taking. So we get a text message telling us where to go, what time to get our vaccine, and it's timed in such a way so you don't have to wait a long time in line. It's very, very quick. We're a smaller country. Our population is condensed into a country, which is the size of New Jersey, but 62% of it is desert, so we're very, very concentrated. And there's a central authority, whereas in the United States, you know, authority is very much decentralized. And so it's a very different situation, but it's working really, really well here, I must say. And again, that's going to have a profound impact on the outcome of these elections.
When do you have your second jab, as they say in the United Kingdom, Dr. Oren?
The 14th of January.
That's amazing. Good. That's great.
Counting down the days. It's terrific.
Now, I urge everyone to go to Times of Israel because there's a story on the Prime Minister running on the inoculation program. But I want to know which list you're going to be on, Dr. Oren. Are you going to be on a list?
I don't know. I'm waiting for the phone call to ring here. The phone's going to ring and let me know. If they call me the flag, I'm going to go to the flag. But I tell you, it's going to be a mess. And, you know, you remember 2016 where the election between Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton was really not between right and left so much as between anti-establishment and establishment.
Yes.
And in this election, in Israel, it's not between right and left either. It's between Bibi and anti-Bibi. And you're going to have parties now on the left and the right which are going to be anti-Bibi. Now we have a prominent left-wing party headed by the mayor of Tel Aviv, Ron Huldai, who's a very good mayor. But he's a leftist, and he's going to have to unite with someone like Bennett, who's an extreme rightist. He's going to have to unite with religious parties who will have a hard time uniting with the Yair Lapid's party, which is an anti-ultra-Orthodox party. Following all this is difficult. But the only thing they have in common is that they're anti-Bibi, and Bibi can divide and rule. Bibi can entice one of these parties over to his side. I mean, my money's still riding on Benjamin Netanyahu and the Likud to win this thing.
Now, when it comes to Iran, Yossi, your friend, pointed out that the anti-Bibiites are stronger than ever. And I replied, look, I really, this is not my country, and I don't follow the politics are impossible to understand, even though I've spent hours talking with you about them. If you're not an Israeli, doesn't Iran's looming threat strengthen Netanyahu, or is it actually the case that Israelis assume everyone will be Netanyahu-like in opposition to Iran.
Everyone will be anti-Iran in opposition to Iran. Iran, Netanyahu has the bona fides of having been out there and fighting the Iran nuclear program since the 1990s. And he had the bona fides of even going to the Congress in opposition to President Obama during that speech. Very, very controversial. So no one can in any way cast aspersions on his commitment to fighting the Iranian nuclear deal. But today there's just a consensus across the board in Israel, left, right, up and down, that this deal is a disaster. It's a grave danger for our country. It was negotiated behind our backs. American negotiators actually lied to us about the talks, about the position of the United States took in those talks. For a country that wants to restore its confidence of its alliance, of its allies in the world, the UN, the Iranian nuclear deal is not the way to do it.
So quick, we got 1 minute, Dr. Oren. Is the center left and the center right vote up for grabs? Because I kind of think of you as center left, and I'm kind of center right. But is that up for grabs? Is that where this election will be won?
But it's not, again, it's not center left, center right. It's BB anti-BB. And those votes that are, into the center left, center right within the anti-BB camp are going to be very, very fluid. Because people in Greater Tel Aviv who yesterday would have voted for Gideon Saar, who's at least to the right of Bibi, because they'd vote, even though if they're a leftist, they'd vote for Gideon Saar because they want to get rid of Bibi. But now they have a leftist party that wants to get rid of Bibi. So they're going to move from Gideon Saar to that party. But at the end of the day, it's still going to be Bibi and anti-Bibi, and I still think that Netanyahu is going to have a stronger hand.
One quick question. By this time next week when we talk, will you know what you're doing?
Yeah, I'm going to have to, because we're coming up to a 30-day limit that the parties have to declare for 30 days.
All right. Dr. Michael Oren, we'll find out next week. It's like the unveiling of Al Capone safe. We're going to find out what Dr. Oren's secret plan is next week on The Hugh Hewitt Show. Stay tuned, America. Hi, Hugh Hewitt for ReliefFactor.com. If you are in pain and you want out of pain, well, you need to talk to the people that get it done. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father-son owners of ReliefFactor.com. They tell me that sometimes whole families can be helped when one member of the family gets out of pain. For example, finally, a married couple gets to sleep through the night again when one isn't tossing and turning with a terrible back. That's why Pete and Seth created the 3-week quick start, so you can find out if those people are you. For about $1 a day, you can see if you can get out of pain, and after that, lessen the cost of a cup of coffee a week to stay out of pain. The 3-week quick start is like a trial pack, and it can be at your door in about 2 to 3 days. Let's face it, getting older, exercise, even everyday living can create discomfort, pain. You don't order Relief Factor just for yourself. Order it for your wife, your husband, your family, your friends. They miss the old you, too. A 3-week quick start at ReliefFactor.com or call 800-500-8384. 800-500-8384.